Welcome to another episode of The Perfect Storm. It's good to see someone we've never had in the studio before here today, Kyle.
Rare bird.
He was formerly of Tasmania. He's a Melbourneite these days, but originally Bega.
Yeah.
Our own Rick the Hurganen.
Rick.
Justin, thank you for the warm welcome, Kyle. It's good to be back in the Canberra studio.
We have to acknowledge Giles. Rick and Libby's oldest, Giles, he's a really great kid, fine young man. He's one of our biggest fans. He's always listening. So,
and he turns 16 next week, I think.
So next time you're in Canberra, Giles, come on in and we'll throw you on the show, mate, and you can experience it.
On the perfect
Your dad will probably never be the same after this. I told him his reputation will be destroyed.
You said good to be back in the studio? You've been in this room before, haven't you?
Last time I was in this studio, it did not look like a studio.
Right.
No.
What did it look like?
It just looked like a little office building, actually, with nice painted walls and a clear door.
Yeah.
Well, there's a lot happening in the world, and Rick's here to help us. But there's someone else in the studio
We've got to acknowledge
there's someone.
We might be a bit clunky today because we're onboarding a new producer. Pastor Morgan is here with us. I won't move that camera. He's going to move his head.
Morgan the Vincent.
Should we get close here, Kyle?
We should. We've got to get really close.
They don't want to know about us. They want to know what's going on in the news. So tell us what's going on in the news.
We'll go to the comments first. Before we get to the news, AI power grids in the USA. So I know about this through like what Tesla's doing with their power walls. I don't know if Cassandra's talking about something more sinister. But the idea of an AI power grid, as far as I know, is that it automatically redistributes power and gets things ready for surges.
It's already happening, mate. That's already happening.
Mm. But I don't know. Cassandra's saying it. I think it might be something more sinister.
Oh, well, okay, we're not going to argue with Cassandra. She's like our number one fan. Whatever Cassandra says is right.
And then Andrew is apologizing because I gave everybody a hard time for not giving us better recipes. He says he's in Fiji at the moment on building a church with his family. I don't know if that's a good enough excuse, Andrew. If you have criticism, have a recipe.
Lift your game, mate. What are you doing at night time? Come on.
Do you sleep? You're wasting time.
By the way, I just have to say, my mum, she's trying to cook healthy after we did the disgusted thing. And I'm processing violently.
Hang on. Just wait. Did she listen to the episode to hear that?
She didn't.
We're sorry.
What's she doing? Cooking lentils for you now?
She's always been able to cook both. But when she does a dessert, if you're going to have dessert, you might as well go with a smile on your face. And she's doing rice cream with coconut, no sugar. And I just used to be condensed milk. And I don't know, some things
aren't the same. My wife says, try this cheese. It's vegan cheese. I say, don't call it cheese. You've just given me a set of expectations.
You're from Bega. You're not allowed to do that, mate. Anyway. Let's keep going, Kyle. What other comments you got?
Well, there's quite a lot of good long comments there from Cassandra, but we might not have time to do the whole show.
Okay.
They're fun to read. I would encourage people to get on YouTube and just read them. But
leave a comment. Yeah. Read Cassandra's particularly.
That's it. So we'll get over to the stories. Anyone paying attention to the bond yields? Now, I will just say that I'm definitely not paying attention to the bonds.
Because you've got no investments in bonds, Kyle?
Well, that and that I don't quite understand what's happening in that market. Okay. But good thing we have smarter people in the office like Justin.
I'm not smart, but I do pay interest in them because I learned a while ago that it's really people follow the stock market. Like the markets used to tell you the future and what smart people thought. Stock market now, it's not related to reality.
Right.
But the bond markets still are. And what bond market is how governments, particularly the US government, is going to raise debt. And they have, Rick, a 30-year bond.
Yep.
And they issue these bonds that anyone can buy. Usually it's other countries buying them. Want to invest big money, they buy government bonds and there's a guaranteed return. The interest on the bonds will give you an indicator of what's over the hill. According to the smart financial people that have to trade bonds, bond traders, and what they're doing now, and everyone doesn't pay attention. They're watching what's going on Channel 9 and da-da-da. The bond market has just exploded. And the 30-year has gone up. What is it at now, Kyle? It's
4.7, was it, or over 5?
It's over 5, I think, the 30-year, and the 10-year's 4.7.
Mm. And I know when it gets over 5, people start getting nervous.
Very nervous, because that's going to spill down your home loan, your car loan, any credit. The government's borrowing. Our own government is at $1 trillion now debt. The Americans are 39, but nearly 40.
$1 trillion debt. We're a wealthy country, Labor tells me.
Well, John Howard had, when he was the Prime Minister, we had no debt.
No, and that's not that long ago, Rick. Were you alive then?
It was a glorious time.
Rick was 20 then.
I was in my, I could go down to the servo, Justin, with a gold coin and fill up my motorbike.
What sort of motorbike was it?
I had a Kawasaki KDX 250.
Oh, boy, that would have been cheap to run. Yep. Those were the good old days, mate.
Yep.
Well, unfortunately, folks, not wanting to scare you, but just being prepared, forewarned, forearmed. Mm-hmm. The bond market, Trump has left China. He comes home and there's no deal. The Straits of Hormuz. Mm-hmm. How do you say it, Rick? We argue on how we say it.
I'd just agree with you on that one. Hormuz.
Hormuz.
Well, so Trump left, but straight after Trump left, a new chief rolled into town.
Dobrovitcher.
Yep, there he is.
What's Dobrovitcher mean?
Putin. Oh, it means hello. Dobrovitcher. Oh,
gotcha.
Yeah.
Putin came in next week straight after Trump had left.
What were they suggesting was achieved with the entourage of every billionaire business owner and Trump visiting China? And why is it that we heard China, China, China for so long, but now he's good friends and wants to go on?
I think that's just the way Trump tries to do a deal. He lavishes praise on even little Rocket Man, mocks him, and then when he's with him, he lavishes praise.
Gotcha.
He follows the same format.
Hmm.
It's like the book of 1 Corinthians. The Apostle Paul, he starts off where they are, and then he brings them over to where he wants them to be by chapter 12 and chapter 14, and he gets them where he wants to be. Trump works the same way. Mm-hmm. He loves to lavish praise. But you'll really see what he thinks by what they do. That's true of everyone, Rick, isn't it?
Yeah, but I think we have to acknowledge, though, that Trump, he's been very successful in the business world, and clearly he's using the same skill set, almost unaltered, I would say.
Same
and
tactic.
He's applying it straight to world politics, and at times that looks a little scary.
Really looks scary, mate. I don't know. They're trying to avoid a war. And the big deal here, Rick, that Trump is holding up or making a decision on $14 billion worth of weapons to go to Taiwan.
So the US is selling weaponry to Taiwan.
Serious weaponry.
To defend themselves.
To defend themselves.
In case of an attack from mainland China.
China said, do not give that weapons. Trump has left and he says, the thing about Trump is he says what he's thinking. You don't have to wonder. He just comes out. He says stuff he probably shouldn't. He came out and said, well, I've got to make a decision on that. If he holds that off, the selling of the weapons, that is an absolute green light for China to invade Taiwan and take it as their own.
But I think, again, Trump holding off on saying things, like this is part of his modus operandi, it would seem, that he's a man of chaos and he's making decisions in the heat of the moment, and, you know, he seems to thrive in that environment.
Yeah, he definitely does. Mm. The best way to understand him, he's a casino operator. He wants everyone to make money and to be happy, but he's a gambler. He's a real gambler. And anyway, we're living in very turbulent times.
Yeah, and like watching this unfold on the world's political stage is a bit nail-biting at times.
It's almost like you could almost say that Trump is more transparent than all of the politicians previously, because all the politicians previously said they were doing one thing and then lied to you and did another thing.
Oh, have you heard of that happening?
Yeah, I've just heard it once or twice on the ABC. But almost like Trump's actually a businessman and he's actually doing deals rather than lying about deals. I don't know. Am I clear?
Yeah, well, I agree.
Coming at it from a different angle.
No, he's not normal. He's not a normal politician.
No, he doesn't fit the mold of a regular politician. And I think that's why no one knows how to take him, because
their hair's on fire all the time.
Yeah, that's right.
They just hate him or absolutely worship the ground on which he walked. They're doing all these elections at the moment within their own parties where they call it
primaries.
And if he's got a guy that's been a Republican, one guy, Thomas Massie, has been a Republican for, I don't know, a senator for 30 years or something.
Thomas Massie.
So Trump, he hasn't supported Trump?
Well, it's not that he hasn't supported Trump. He's truly America first. And so my read is that he's not trying to vote against Trump. He's trying to vote for a far more pro-America policy than what the current Republican policies allow for.
He's a very smart man, but he has opposed Trump.
He didn't do what Trump wanted.
So what's Trump done? In the primary, if you don't get his endorsement, so the people that love Trump, they don't like him a little bit. They like worship the ground in which he walks. And if you don't get his endorsement, only 25% of guys get reelected. Where 95% they get his endorsement, get reelected.
120%.
Sorry. In the primary, whoever he has said, I don't know how the percentage
is.
95% will get.
95% of statistics agree with 40% of statistics. This is good.
So if Trump
is endorsement.
Basically, if Trump's endorsing someone, the chances of him getting in is
95%.
Okay, all right.
But if not, it's 25%.
Yeah, there's a lot. You could almost say, well, Thomas Massie's been on the Tucker podcast, and I think Lauren Bobart's supporting him. And
he's a libertarian.
Yeah. Bernie's supporting him.
What's torn the conservatives to pieces is Israel.
Mm. Well, you said that Trump wanted him out, and I was going to say not all the money came from Trump. There's a good $10 million came from AIPAC or AIPAC investments, so huge Israel lobby investment, $35 million they've invested to get him out.
Basically, you have online Candace Owens' side, who I would call...
She's not the leader of the side, but yeah.
I'm calling it her side. Tucker Carlson's there with her.
Yeah.
Megyn Kelly now.
Yeah.
There's some really significant players. They're all anti-Israel. Where...
And what's their grounds, though, for being anti-Israel? Those guys, like...
Oh, well, they killed Charlie Kirk.
They're America first.
Like, it's full-on conspiracy.
They're America first. They're not Israel first. And they feel like a lot of this current Trump Republican side is prioritizing Israel's interests over America's interests.
We're not taking a side on that, all that stuff, but what we are stating here...
Not publicly.
Well, I actually don't... I don't think Israel. Israel is not identified at the end of time in Bible prophecy, and they're making out Israel is the it's behind everything.
Yeah.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
Because inspiration doesn't tell me. If they're saying it's a Vatican or something like that, well, I say, well, you might be onto something there.
Right.
But I don't see the Israel thing that they do.
Yeah.
The left wing has just lost its mind.
Hmm.
Anti-Israel, pro-Palestine.
Yeah.
Free Palestine. That's all you hear. Is that the biggest issue on earth? I don't know. Kyle's anti-Israel.
No, I'm not anti-Israel. I'm just pointing out some of the facts.
The facts are true.
I pointed out some facts. Rick supported Trump today on the episode. Like, there's lots of things happening.
Oh, yeah.
The world's shifting.
You can't put your finger on it at any one time. Okay, Ukraine just set another Russian refinery on fire.
They are unreal what they're doing.
I thought Ukrainian was going to be beaten in a hurry. I think everybody thought that. That wasn't a me thing.
I think...
But this is really dragging on.
I think Putin thought that too.
He was hoping that.
He clearly did. He just
lined the tanks up at the border and thought that'd be enough.
So is this like an Elon Musk conspiracy to get everyone to an electric car by blowing up all the oil refineries?
No, mate, this is hatred. I've said this so many times on this show. Young men and women are being killed every day over there for a really pointless war.
Mm-hmm.
They all speak Russian. They're all cousins. Brothers. It's like Queensland and New South Wales going to war with each other.
Yeah.
We're all like brothers.
Mm.
And sisters, and here they are. They've got so bitter and twisted. Ukraine has somehow building drones now, AI directed. they showed a video of them flying in formation like bombers in the Second World War. So the satellites and the anti-missile stuff can't handle it. There's a flock of them spread out like in formation, and they flew them into Moscow, and they're blowing up refineries around the ring of Moscow. They blew up a whole ring road that goes around Moscow. The Russian people are getting really they're really frightened. They haven't had war come this close to them in their generation, and it's now come to their doorstep through this AI-directed drones. It's changing the war.
The refineries, I mean, if you go into war, like you might, they go to war, you know what I mean? This idea that you've got a whole bunch of rules that you need to stick by.
Yeah, that's long gone, mate.
Yeah.
Especially over there. They play for keeps.
Have you seen these videos, guys, of the fiber optic that they're using to run these drones without having them on like radio signals because they can be jammed?
Is that what we're seeing on the screen?
Yeah, on
so
the screen
if
now.
You're on radio, you won't see it, but it looks like spider webs on the ground.
And they have other videos I couldn't find. They've got them in the cities where the cities are just covered in these fiber optic cable, like these thin,
from
fine
used
strands.
Ones after the drones being used.
Yeah, after the drones flown by and blown up, there's just a long line left. And it's here. There's a video, drone video through the trees just showing the spider web in the top of the trees.
I can see them there now.
Wow, it's trench warfare.
All the mess.
But they have a jet-powered one. There's no cable on it.
Mm.
They showed they launched 10 over the weekend on our Sunday. They launched this jet-powered drone, which is really a missile. When you think about it, it's no longer propeller-powered, it's jet. That's a missile.
Mm.
They're landing those in Moscow. And it's freaking out the Russians. I'm worried. You see Putin go to China. Why is he going there? What's he trying to get from them?
Doing some sort of deal. I mean, they're already kind of aligned with each other in some ways there, and
anti-American.
Yeah, it's just like sometimes, like at the footy, if some people just go for any team that's playing the team they hate the most. You know what I mean? Like used to be, I'm going for any team that's playing Manly, for example.
you got something to say, Rick?
You know what I mean? and I think this
might be with the Bulldogs.
Yeah, anyone who's playing the Bulldogs.
And Penrith now. I just want someone to beat Penrith.
And I think that's the same here in this case. Anyone who's going to fight against the US or, you know, be difficult towards the US, then we're friends all of a sudden. And might be some of that going on.
Well, if warfare gets down to the nasty stuff, like the Iranians this last week have said they're going to pull up undersea internet cables, which would take out the internet, which would affect this show.
Which has, I think India gets 60% of its internet and power or something from there.
Through one node, you know, coming all through there. And it's not vulnerable at all.
Well, I remember a couple of years ago we lost internet at work and then didn't come back on, and we started finding out what was happening, and they had dug up the cable going across the Bass Strait. And the whole state was knocked out of internet.
Which state was that?
Tasmania.
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 So, like, it's just an example, I guess, of how vulnerable the world is. And, you know, not that long ago, there was a Chinese warship did a lap around Australia, and you could be sure that they would be measuring and checking
the cables,
and looking for all that sort of stuff, mapping it all down for just for later use. And let's be honest, it's not like Australia or the US aren't doing the same thing to other nations as well. Like, they're collecting data on one another all the time and looking for vulnerabilities. And certainly this would be something where I think a lot of countries would be wide open.
With the with Pauline Hanson coming into prominence here, and then the rise of nationalist populists. Have you seen the march in UK that just happened over the weekend? Was it
Tommy Robinson?
Tommy march.
What was it called? The march, but it was basically patriotic people. And the mainstream. Look at the video, the footage of this drone. They go for kilometres. And they said,
just a little march.
They said there was 50,000 people there. There's 50,000 people in a couple of blocks there. It goes so far. This story you're showing on there says 3 million marched in it.
Oh, but the news only reported 50,000, so it's probably nothing to worry about.
I tell you, the Brits, I don't know how they're going to get their country sorted again, but clearly the elections will be the first place it starts.
I mean,
they're in trouble.
Sir Keir is in trouble. The government doesn't appear to be strong. Yeah, there's a lot of stuff. You know, Trump goes to war and forgets to give the call up to the UK.
Well, I haven't met anybody who thinks that UK is going great right now.
I think the UK has made themselves an enemy of America at a deeper level. At so many levels, like Canada clearly has, and Canada's doing all this middle powers thing, how they're going to stand up against America. In Bible prophecy, the last superpower on earth is the United States of America. You bet against that now? I'm sorry. Scripture's telling me it's not going to be China will be the last one. It's not going to be some European power. It is the US. And they are absolutely... look, Europe is getting owned by America right now. And Germany's losing all its jobs because the Chinese cars are so good now. Like Rick's driving a Chinese car and everyone's driving a Chinese car.
Are you driving a Chinese car?
No, I'm not. I drive a Chinese hire car. Look, they certainly, the automotive industry,
they're
dominating.
They're everywhere, mate.
And I know, like, Bavarian Motorworks is, they're getting nervous in Germany.
Europe's in massive trouble. England's even worse. They can hardly keep the lights on. And they won't do more gas and they won't do more oil because their ideology on climate change has hemmed them in.
That's what
really
I said before.
In trouble.
I've never met anybody who thinks everything's going great right now, but they must. Surely somebody who voted these people into power thinks that things are good right now. And I just don't talk to them.
I've never met
one. Well, yeah, I don't know whether they think it's going good, but they certainly.
We're happy
here. Trying to put a happy spin on it.
We live in Canberra. What could go wrong?
So look, you're the smartest people in the country live right here.
New South Wales Premier admits One Nation was right on energy policy. How could it be? Not often we agree with the New South Wales Premier, but on this, he's right. One Nation has always been consistent and honest when it comes to our energy policy. We will scrap net zero. We will build coal-fired power stations and we will lift the ban on nuclear. Wow.
Did the Premier actually say that?
Chris Minns is also right to acknowledge that the Liberals are all over the place on energy policy, just like they are on so many other issues, such as immigration. That's the New South Wales Premier admitting that One Nation was right.
Is that fair dinkum?
It's on One Nation's website.
Well, that
makes
it true.
You're making me nervous.
As a press release.
Wow. The New South Wales Premier is stepping back from all this.
You think they smell the motion of the ocean or something?
Mate, they're building these power lines around Tumut and Batlow at the moment.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I hate them.
Oh, man, and not only that, they're getting bad heat for the overspend on that project.
Billions, mate. They're supposed to be $2 billion. They're up to like 30.
Hydro.
The biggest overspend on a public infrastructure project. Guys.
We're a rich nation. We have a lot of resources.
We won't stay rich if we keep this up. And
we don't need to tax the gas.
Yeah, we had some guys come to our church, no names, who the other day in Tumut. I wasn't there, but my family were there.
Yeah.
They are there to go underneath the power lines to like
regenerate.
And they said, if you live near them, leave. They said, sell your house because this stuff really damages your health.
Mm.
Like the guys that work in this place are saying that. These are so high a power that if you live anywhere near them, I'm just reporting what was told to us. It's really bad for your health. And they're putting them all over the country. The farmers are trying to block them in Victoria and stop it all, but, mate, they're just plowing ahead. And what are we going to do with it all when it's all done? The windmills and all that on the other end of them is just – it doesn't have a future. I'm sorry. Will we be building coal next?
Well, we've got a bit of coal around.
A little.
Rich nation. Last story here for the day, we have – Drew Pavlou, I don't know how to say his name, and his mate, what's his mate's name if you scroll up there, Morgan? Pete Zogoulis, these young fellas from Brisbane. Basically, they've found a voodoo-style witch doctor who continues to operate at Australian taxpayer expense funded by the National Disability Incentive Scam, despite the fact... that she remains.
Where are you finding this?
I was going to ask the same question.
I know I'm painful to listen to when I'm reading, all the time. Remains under investigation for the death of a participant in a suspicious circumstance, yet she remains operating. This is, they're basically uncovering that this fraud is about as good as Minnesota.
Oh,
they've found another one that's providing services to people who are actually in jail. So how is he actually, he can't actually meet them. They're in jail, but he's making money off them on the NDIS.
I would almost say that everyone listening to this today knows someone that's somehow touched or involved with the NDIS. You either know someone who provides it or receives it, and all of us know that this is so
this is a little bit over the top. It's a little bit over
I can give you stories of these overseas holidays, of brothels, of all that stuff that guys I know that actually work in this and they cannot believe the waste. It's unbelievable. It's our way of quantitative easing.
Thankfully, we're
It's our way of printing money. We just put that out in the... And it looks like the economy's going okay. There's all these people employed, but it's all government employment.
It's a stimulus package, basically.
Yeah, that's all it is.
It's when I was living close to the Gold Coast, I went for a long drive to get to the Gold Coast to watch the Snapper Pro on the beach there. And the amount of support workers that had their clients, their patients, their people with them while they were there watching the surfing was amazing. It was like every sort of surfy guy had a participant with them in the NDIS because
they're actually full-time carers. We should qualify. We do not begrudge people that have serious disability.
And need it.
And they really need it. No Australian would say take that off them.
It's actually keeping a lot of people out of hospitals and allowing them to live a more healthy life at home. So,
but they can't find workers in hospital now because all the nurses, they're at home doing this stuff and they're getting like $120,000 a year just by sitting at home looking after a guy.
That's a base rate. You get more. So I got a call just to, that's it with the news stories, unless you had any more, Rick.
Let's call it quits on the news story.
Yeah, before we dig any bigger holes
I got a call, or a text message from our friend at Cedar Vale, Mr. David Jackson.
Good man.
And he said...
Kangaroo Valley.
He was absolutely disgusted by the health of that custard recipe. No, he didn't. He said he wanted to stir the pot and offer some Cedar Vale cookbooks.
Oh, there you go.
As, you know, if people want recipes, he wants to provide recipes.
Okay.
So a Cedar Vale cookbook, there is only 10 and they are available.
What's your code?
And if you would like a cookbook from Cedar Vale, which is a health retreat in New South Wales and Victoria, you just need to text the word custard to 0482 082 876. You text the word custard and compliments of Cedar Vale. We will deliver to you a cookbook that is quite good. Eva and I went there recently and had a great time and got to taste the food. And
it's a good place.
Yeah.
Beautiful place.
And even if you don't get their book.
Yes. If you're not one of the first
10 website,
to get custard.
Go and spend a few days with them. Your life will be transformed. Your life will be transformed. Hey,
Justin does not have the cookbook in his hand.
This is not it. This is another offer.
This is Daniel and Revelation. We call it Secrets, this magazine. We ran out of them.
We did.
We offered this and people didn't
get
them.
We've done 100. I checked today. There's 100 of them been put out from this show.
We know everyone watching this. Rick wants to take this one home.
I do. I already
because he knows someone
dibs on that someone who wants one.
It's really my wife's. Don't tell her. But I've supposed to deliver it to her. But we want to get one of these into your hands. This magazine, it is so easy to understand Bible prophecy when it's put in this format. It's good, isn't it, Rick?
Yeah. Easy to read. There's some nice pictures there. Nice glossy pages.
It's
classic magazine.
Awesome. Daniel 7. I love Daniel 7. And you got this whole it's an article. It's not like a whole commentary you have to read, but it will give you a succinct understanding of Bible prophecy. I, as a young guy, got one of these. It wasn't this flashy. It was the older version, but it's the same content. Mm-hmm. Life changing. So if you want to get one of these for you or someone you know and love or someone you think needs it, 0482 082 876. Text the word to secret.
Secrets,
or the machine won't know what you're talking about.
With an S, it's got to have an S, does it?
Secrets. So, yes.
Yeah. Secrets, all right.
If that doesn't work, try without an S.
0482 082 876. We better get Rick to pray for us today. All right. As we close our show.
Can I read a Bible verse first, Justin?
Of course you can, mate. You knock yourself
out. I'm going to read. I love listening to this show.
He wants to be able to say he came on the show and opened the Bible.
Yeah, that's right. Kyle did not. I do want to say, though, that I enjoyed talking about these sorts of topics, what's in the news and the speculation of it. But I just want to note what Jesus said in Matthew 24 after he talked about all these things that would be happening.
Mm.
In Matthew 24 and verse 14, he says, "And the good news about the kingdom will be preached throughout the whole world so that all nations will hear it, and then the end will come."
Amen.
A lot of the other stuff we're talking about today has been speculating about what the devil is doing. I'm really interested in what Jesus is doing.
Amen.
More than what the devil is doing.
Amen.
Preaching the gospel is the thing we're seeing going around the world at the same time as Amen. The troubles
the
are.
The greatest of all the signs.
And that's Absolutely. Why we point people to Danny and Sharissa's show, Looking Up.
Looking Up.
Yeah.
Looking Up.
Because you won't get it from us. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. No, I'm just saying there's many places to get it, and that's wonderful.
Let's pray.
Mate. Father, we thank you today for your word. And in a world that is upside down and back to front and things aren't working the way they should, we know that we can always reach out and hang on to you and Amen. The promises that are sure in your word.
Amen.
So, Father, for everyone who's listening today, I pray a special blessing on their lives. May they draw closer to you. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
See you guys. Thanks Amen. For coming.
Thanks for Justin. Coming on, Rick.
Thanks, Kyle.
That was good, mate.
Thanks, Morgan.
Yeah, Morgan did a good job. We'll give him more jobs.
We'll get him on the guitar next time.
Yeah, it's a good idea. Live music.
Not many left-handed guitarists around.